though, all the talk this weekend has really been about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump narrowing in the polls, the gap now after that FBI announcement, and both of them have been out speaking in the last hour. Let's cross to Simon Marks, LBC's correspondent in Washington. What's the latest, Simon?
Well, the latest, Clive, I mean, the latest matter of real import here is that the Justice Department has apparently finally, and this is 3 days on from the revelation that there were thousands more emails out there that the FBI wanted to take a look at, the Justice Department is finally moving on trying to obtain a judge's warrant to allow the FBI legally to start going through those documents. And it's very clear now that there is a massive degree of tension in the air here in Washington between the Attorney General of the United States, Loretta Lynch, who heads the Justice Department, and James Comey, the director of the FBI. Hillary Clinton is excoriating James Comey for making that announcement on Thursday that he was going to essentially continue the investigation into Mrs. Clinton's handling of classified information and the handling of classified information by some of her top aides, because remember, they too were in the sights of investigators earlier this year. It wasn't just Hillary Clinton herself, but the Democrats are furious, essentially arguing that James Comey has acted in a strange, confusing, unprecedented way. That's the language they're using, and they're inferring that he's doing Donald Trump's political bidding. Republicans, on the other hand, are suddenly praising the FBI director, whom they themselves were excoriating until last Thursday, because for the last several months, of course, the Republicans have said, well, the FBI director should have brought charges against Hillary Clinton. She should be up in court. She should be jailed for the criminal acts that they say she carried out when she was Secretary of State through her use of this private email server. So James Comey, the FBI director, is very much the man in the middle who at various times has received flack from both sides. And it's now evident that he's got a very strained relationship with the head of the Justice Department, Loretta Lynch, appointed by Barack Obama, the first African-American Attorney General of the United States. She did not want the FBI director to make this news public last Thursday, and the Justice Department has dragged its feet all weekend before it would try and get that warrant so that the FBI could start looking at these documents. So this is an intensely politicized issue. As you can imagine, we're now just 10 days away from the election, almost 9 days away from the election now. And Hillary Clinton insists she's done nothing wrong. The Democrats insist that this has only energized their supporters, but there is further evidence that the polls are tightening.
And what people here, I think, struggle with, a lot of commentators and a lot of people who've called me, don't seem to understand why this is having such an impact, why it's such a big thing in the US. I mean, this announcement so far, as you rightly say, we might find out what's in these emails, but all at the moment, it's nothing other than we've discovered some emails. There's no suggestion at the moment of anything criminal. So why would it have such an impact?
Well, I think there's a couple of points to make. First of all, it has an impact on the election because it means that Hillary Clinton is going into this election under FBI investigation. This investigation will not be wrapped up by the time the votes are counted late in the evening on October the 8th. It may not even be wrapped up by the end of next January when, if she wins the presidency, Hillary Clinton will be sworn in as Barack Obama's successor in the White House. So she could still become president of the United States. She may indeed still win this election, and she will become a president who, when she first moves into the Oval Office, is at risk of potentially being prosecuted by the FBI, by the Justice Department, for the way in which she handled classified information. Even if, though, Clive, the FBI concludes, as they may well conclude, that they look at all these documents and they find nothing in them, and they say, okay, we return to our earlier conclusion that there's no need to press charges against her, Even if that occurs, Republicans up on Capitol Hill will seek to tie a President Hillary Clinton up in investigative knots from the very second that she walks through the doors of the White House. So, you know, the best case scenario here right now for President Hillary Clinton is that the FBI actually finds nothing in these documents. There is no case for her to answer. But nonetheless, she will spend 4 years beating back a whole variety of investigative efforts and threats of impeachment by the Republicans up on Capitol Hill. The other reason why it matters, of course, is because it does suddenly breathe new life into Donald Trump's flagging election campaign. Until this announcement last Thursday, behind the scenes, the Donald Trump people knew he wasn't going to win the keys to the White House. They weren't really even planning for government, if they were being truthful in their public presentations. They knew that they were presiding over the dying embers of his presidential hopes. This has breathed new life into those ashes. And, you know, there's a new poll out just within the last few minutes. The New York Times has published a poll in the battleground state of Florida that suggests that Donald Trump has moved into a 4-point lead there over Hillary Clinton. So, you know, this thing may move votes in the closing 9 days of the election. I'm not saying it will be the decisive factor in the outcome of the election, but it is definitely a major factor.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks, LBC's correspondent in Washington, will keep you posted on developments. That's going to be very much a big story over the next 8 or 9 days.